You said you were ready to go, and then I was like, I was over taping out my pool table because we're in a hot debate on what size pool table to get. And yeah, so I was just in my own little world, and you're like, "Oh, hey, I'm ready." I'm like, "Yes. See, look at this. I didn't even start drinking because like I didn't want to be like intoxicated for the thing. So I saved my drink. I have it pre-poured. I have a ginger ale backer because I mean, I already logged the calories. Here we go. So, yeah.
Wow, you need to take a picture of that.
Yeah. So anyhow, I was taping off my pool table. I don't know if you heard that.
I did. Why are you there? I didn't know there were different sizes of pool tables. I thought there was like
Oh my fucking
a
God.
pool
Yes, there
table.
is. It's so challenging. And my wife is on team small pool table, and I was on team like, well, if we're getting a pool table, we're getting a professional regulation pool table. We're not pussies. And I have no desire to be a professional pool table. So pool player. First off, I don't have the skill. I can't get to my camera because of your face. Hold on, I'm there. Okay, here, I can take a picture now. Here we go. Wee. All right. So I don't know why I said we. Anyhow, yeah, so there's different sizes. There's lots of different sizes.
Okay, but like small, medium, large? Like, what's the fight? What's a
So
small pool table?
you have 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot, and then actually we went rogue. My wife actually won, but it's an antique one we found that used to be played in like New York bars, so it was really small. So we actually went with a 6 foot pool table.
Huh.
And then there's different kind of like they're made up with slate the different ways. Like an 8 foot pool table is going to be 3 pieces of 1 inch slate. A 6 to 7 foot pool table is going to be 3/4 inch slate. Like that's the playing surface, one piece. And then you got to figure out if you can lift it. And it's a thing. It's a thing.
Wow. Who knew? Not me. Not me at all.
Well, now you do. Anyhow, speaking of the gram.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No,
Do you have any results or anything?
before we get to the gram,
Oh.
I just want to tell you if you hear a smoke alarm go off, it's probably fine.
Probably. What's going on up in that bitch?
Well, we have a fireplace. And we used to have a fireplace that had like a stove like attached to it. And then we got that
Yeah.
removed because it was like going to be a lot to repair and it was way cheaper just to remove it. And it's a working fireplace. So we just took out the stove part and now it's just a fireplace. But my like roommates like fixed the like hearth and had to do all these things. And so we've only recently been having fires in the fireplace. But today we got maybe a little carried away and made like a bigger fire than normal.
Oh, getting cocky. Yep.
And I don't know if it was like a wind situation or like the damper wasn't like all the way open situation, but there was then more smoke filling the room, even though the fire was fully in the fireplace. So little smoke alarm went
Oof.
off.
Okay, let's run through some chimney safety here. All right, when's the last time it was
Gripping.
swept? Rapid fire. Mute yourself. Oh yeah, there you go. Gripping rapid fire chimney safety quiz or whatever. So you were telling us smoke was filling the room in the fireplace. You were thinking that maybe it was attributed to fire size.
Yeah, just because like it hadn't been a problem before when we've been doing like one log at a time, but then we kicked it up and we were doing multiple logs at one time. Three. We went
Okay.
from one to three. So
So here's the deal. It is fire size based on the ability for smoke to get out of the house. So what's happening is you need to make sure it's been swept recently. Yeah. When was it swept?
like We've had like less than 5 fires since it was like professionally cleaned. And I would say that, yes, because we just got it fixed and paid
the inside or the whole chimney was professionally cleaned.
The whole chimney was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Shit's wrong. It shouldn't be doing that then. You probably have, you know, that varmint that was living in your wall.
You think
probably in the chimney.
Jesus. Well, he would have died, right?
Yeah, but he's blocking some smoke.
Well, I don't know if I'm murdering things.
Yeah, if your chimney was recently serviced, and I mean, you didn't go ham with the fire, it wasn't like to the top of the firebox, I wouldn't assume, then something's definitely wrong, and I would have that chimney company come back and fucking look at it.
Well, they were, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They said my question was, I didn't know that the damper was all the way open.
What's a damper do? That's the amount of oxygen, but what is open? I normally have to look like for a visual sign.
Yeah, it's like, oh, all the way open or all the way closed, because you normally want your damper closed when you're not using it so that you're not just like sending heat out of the house.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So if it was not all the way closed,
the damper also provides oxygen to the fire.
Said fire, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I think we're fine now. I think we've got things sorted. I'm just saying, if you...
I think we're okay now. Isn't that a song?
I think so.
Okay.
But if you hear a fire alarm, just like give me a shout out, because you might hear it better through your headphones than I would hear it through my noise-canceling headphones. You know, it's fine. It's probably
fine. If we don't have reception, I'm just going to make the signal like this, and that means you just need to run.
You know, and that's helpful, you know, because that could be really for any situation. It's just like evacuate, running man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's good to have backup charade plan in case we do get cut. In case we do get cut. But yeah, so I had a fire. That was nice. It's supposed to snow here. I don't feel great about it. God damn it.
It's not supposed to fucking snow here. I think I'm going up to the mountain on the same snow I fucking skied on last time.
Bullshit.
I teach my youngest niece how to ski this weekend for the very first time. Pretty stoked on that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope she has a great attitude and sleeps well. That's all I care. Oh, I have to remember to do positive reinforcement, and I have to take her up candy.
Yeah,
to give her every time she does something
like,
right.
Like I would say like M&M's are probably pretty good, because that coating is there to like help protect your hand, so it like it won't melt in your hand. So M&M's would be a good choice for candy to give her.
Sweetest fish. Okay, that was cinnamon. And let me translate in case you didn't know what was happening from the hall. You fucking left the TV on, and that's why the internet is shit. See, I was watching the inauguration, and I just walked away when I went to go work on my pool table.
So you were yelling at her, but it was your TV that was left on?
And there's a layer to this, because when she yelled at me from the hall, it did have that tone, like, bitch.
It wasn't you. It wasn't me. It's not me. It's you is what that tone was. It's not me. It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I have two things that I would like to get your opinion upon.
I'm here and ready to opinionate. Is that how you would?
Yeah. Opinionate it.
Okay.
First is donating blood. Have you ever like donated blood?
Okay, here's the deal. No, we don't even know my blood type. I might give somebody an organ at some point, and we've never quite narrowed it down. It's just been assumed that I'm the one in the family to do it. So no. And everybody says when I say getting your blood type isn't covered by insurance, they're like, just give blood and they'll tell you. And then that's where it's a non-starter for me. Although, because I've gone through years of being somebody's medical support, I'm more comfortable with body fluids, including blood. It used to be that if I saw my own blood, I would pass out.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and it's still that way. In fact, I figured out my in problem. We need to talk about that. But, so... The long story short, no, I've never given blood. I would likely pass out.
Okay, but like, would you really? Because like, if you don't look, like, you might be fine.
Well, me, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe even 8 now, for sure pass out. Now, I don't know. The last time I cut my finger off, the tip of my finger off, I did almost pass out, and it was significantly less blood.
Yeah, okay, but like, keep in mind that the blood is like contained in a tube and you don't have to look at it.
No, but I have to look away when I get my blood drawn. So I really think I'm going to be looking at somebody else's blood, which is going to be the same color as my blood. I really think it's a non-starter for me. I'd love to help people out.
Interesting.
No, can't do it. Why? Okay, what's the problem here?
No, I'm donating blood on Friday because they will tell you if you have COVID antibodies.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm curious if I have antibodies. I'm still wanting to get the vaccine.
Let's rephrase that
still
a second. I am donating blood on Friday to help people out, an added bonus, as my voice cracks,
yeah,
they will tell me if I've had COVID antibodies. There we go.
Yeah, no, sure, totally. That ad. no, because I have never donated blood. I've only ever donated plasma, which is a bigger needle.
It's more aggressive.
Because
yeah,
they then got to give you blood back.
Yeah.
So I think I'll be fine, but I've never done it. So I didn't know, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how bad it was. But you've, like, given a little bit of blood, and, like, that doesn't hurt, does it?
I think it might.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, I am very happy to help people. I am a giver.
Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, no. So I was just curious if you have done that. But you could also donate blood, and then they would tell you what your blood type was, and they would also tell you.
If I hadn't only heard that every time blood type comes up. Thank you for telling me.
I mean, I'm
no, complaining. I will pass out.
Okay, but like, what if I went with you and just like, I could like, we could like, you know, I don't want to say blindfold you, but like maybe put on like a little sleeping mask and like pretend like you're napping.
None of this sounds fine. None of it. No, I'm out.
All right. Well, you know, if you ever find yourself needing to donate blood, like, and you need a buddy to go with you, I would be that buddy for you. I would help you get through it.
Okay.
Well, I'm a team player.
I'll keep that in mind. I think because I might at some point donate an organ that I get a free get out of jail card on the blood giving.
I like how you're bypassing donating blood and just donating an entire organ. I mean, that just feels like that's you like once again going hard like out of the gate. I mean, I'm just
I will not be awake if it ever happens. I won't. I will wake up with like a sore side. I won't see my own fucking blood. So it's all part of the plan.
Well, they are probably going to have to give you an IV. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I would just like never say never. Like, I don't want to be a jackass.
All right, fuck you.
But like. No, so that was one of my questions. Have you ever donated blood? Because there's times that like I like could see you, you know, being like tough and like doing stuff, but like I forget that, you know, you and blood sometimes, you know,
medically
don't get
medically
along.
Speaking and throw up, generally I'm not strong in those situations or brave. Like, no. So unless I'm somebody else's medical support and then I'm good. But if it's me, fuck. If like I walked out with the sniffles and they said like there's a 10% chance you have something horrible instead of the sniffles, I would spend an inadequate time focusing on that 10% to the point where I wouldn't sleep and I just read the same articles over and over again, hoping I figure out this way out of this hypothetical 10%.
Sure. Well, yeah, I will be donating blood on Friday, you know, to help the cause.
would like to know, we would like some feedback on whether you thought it was pleasurable and you enjoyed the snacks afterwards. Because that's the only benefit aside from helping people.
Yeah, no, snacks, the only benefit other than helping people. I hope they have good snacks. And give
your COVID results.
And them COVID results. So. I mean, I think that it'll come back negative because I don't think I've gotten it. But I would just be curious. And again, so good to help people. All about helping.
Would you would you play it fast and loose if you had had it? No. Would you be like, well, theoretically immunity is anywhere from 1 week to, I don't know, let's do this.
Yeah, no, I would still wear a mask everywhere. I would still socially distance. I would still not see people outside of my bubble. I wouldn't change my behavior at all. I would just be curious, just to know before getting the vaccine, which I still can't get for, I don't know, until we can get it, a month, 2 months, however long it takes for them to get down far enough down the list to get to our age bracket.
True. Well, and I keep thinking, like, if they open them up to whoever, like, let's say, you know, like they're talking about doing, you know, we got 3,000 vaccines. There was only 2,500 people that came in. 500 is going to go bad. First 500 people that show up get it. Would I rush to that line? I don't know. I think what I need to do is wait for you to have the vaccine for a solid month, and then I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm good.
No, Tamara made it. I'll go first. I will totally go first, and I'll tell you all the things.
Okay, how long do you think it took them to perfect the smallpox vaccine?
Oh. Well, that's not necessarily a fair comparison. I would compare this to how long it took them to, like, compare, like, how long every year they make a new flu vaccine, so they do that in less than a year every year,
and people didn't, like, grow a third leg on the flu vaccine at any point in history, because you're a history major, so I figure I just need to check with you.
I do not know of any flu vaccines that have led to someone getting a third leg. No,
okay,
no,
what about a rash? I find those equally equivalent.
Excuse me, on this survey, could you please denote if you have either gained any limbs or experienced a rash? Yeah, no, the problem about, like, rashes are is, like, you can also get them from other things than just, like, an allergic reaction.
See,
other
here's
things.
The deal. Okay, personal experience. I don't watch zombie movies, but I've seen enough zombie clips and have been told a few plot lines that it always starts with a virus, and then sometimes, like, if they take the vaccine, they turn into weird things. So, like, I'm pro vaccination. That fucking heater popped on again. Yes, it sounds like a growling dog. And so anyhow, sorry about that. So my thing is, yeah, you can steer homie. My thing is that I'm pro-vaccination. I want the vaccine, but I also don't want to turn into a zombie. So, you know, there's those things.
Yeah. And I mean, like, keep in mind that, like, these vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, like, people have been getting these vaccines since, like, December of last year. Like, in other countries.
Okay.
So, like, in the early trials, like, humans have been getting these vaccines since, like, June of last year. So people have been getting these vaccines for a long time. Like, I have, like, family that are in the medical profession. And so, like, I have family members that have already gotten both vaccines. They didn't get a rash. It didn't hurt their arm. They didn't get sick at all.
Third leg?
Nope, no third leg that has been reported. And so, like, some of my family members got their first vaccine on, like, December 15th. It was, like, the first week that, people could get it. They were, you know, their doctor's offices, their hospitals started administering it. So they're at least, you know, a month ahead of us getting it, and or a couple months whenever we end up getting it. But, yeah, I will get it first, and I will report back to you how it goes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And all I gotta say is,
you know, I'll be able to see a unicorn horn and stuff like that. But the third leg situation, I wouldn't necessarily be aware of.
Right. Right. So. I could just hide it. Right. Like, you would never.
Yeah.
hidden under blankets. But I'll keep you posted, but I'll donate blood and help the cause, and I'll figure out if that hurts or not, report back. What were you gonna ask me before I ask you my second thing?
I don't remember.
Oh, you said remind I did me have an to edible. Ask you, and then
remind me to ask you.
Okay, great. I'm gonna listen back to this later when I'm editing it and be like, oh fuck, that's what Rihanna was gonna ask.
No alcohol, Soda Stream, really? It's that kind of day.
It's that kind of day. Work was good, but I'm tired. And I was up Monday or Sunday. I was up at 6 a.m. Sunday I was up at 6 a.m. Monday I was up at 8 a.m. Tuesday I was up at 6 a.m. Today I was up at 8 a.m. Tomorrow I'm getting up at 7 a.m. It's just like the early mornings are getting to me. I'm like in bed, lights off at like 10 o'clock, being like literally there was like my roommates, we played like a fun board game and it was like 9:30 and I was like checking my watch and they were like, oh, do you want to play another game? And it was like 10 o'clock and I was like, I gotta go to bed. I'm so sorry, but I haven't won a game yet, but I gotta go to bed. We were playing Rummy Cube, and I taught my roommates how to play, and they picked up the rules real quick and beat me.
Yeah.
Each of them won once. I never won. But that's totally part of playing board games. So I'm getting up not early tomorrow, but earlier than I maybe would like. But Friday, I have off, and I don't want to set an alarm. I don't think I'm gonna.
There you go.
I'm just gonna sleep in. Mm-hmm. Look out, world.
Woohoo!
Okay, here's what I was gonna ask you. The other thing I was gonna ask you. I need advice. And like, part of me is like really embarrassed. Part of me is really embarrassed. Okay. But that's like half the
reason. Sincerely embarrassed or like funny embarrassed?
Maybe a bit of both. And part of it is I've just been single for like a really long time.
Okay, that I'm gonna lay it on me. Here we go.
Okay, so on Saturday,
got it.
I'm going to a spa. I'm gonna go to a spa. It's
in fucking COVID.
Yep.
Like what kind of spa where you get naked and soak in like mud, or like they're doing your
actually
nails?
Exactly the naked into the mud part.
During COVID times, we need to have a separate conversation about this. But anyhow, go ahead.
Okay, it's not mud. It's different, like soaking.
But you naked. You naked. Established clothing level.
No clothing of any kind. It's 100% naked.
Is it like when we did those saltwater scary pods where like you're in your own room?
Nope. You
are. Are you gonna? Is this gonna reveal itself further down in the story? Because like.
It's okay. So it is it's a women's spa. Women.
Oh, so you were hit on by a woman?
No, I haven't gone yet. It's on Saturday.
Oh. Okay. All right.
You got to keep tracking with me. Keep tracking with me. So on Saturday, I'm going to this all women's spa. And
okay.
Yeah. So I'm going. And cuz we're like we wanted to do like a relaxing thing for one of our friends' birthdays. So they were like, wouldn't it be fun if we went to the spa and everyone could just get massages? You're all in your own room. This is not like a group activity. It's just like everyone by themselves. Well, I was
quietly judging.
Okay, great. So then I was like, I would love a massage. A massage sounds great. So then I was looking at this thing, and it also has different like soaking tubs, and it is like $40 more to go into these soaking tubs. And now you know that I love a hot tub. Like I love a hot tub. So
yeah.
I want to go. So I was looking at it and it was like $40 to be able to go. But it's kind of like, because it's COVID, like if you sign up for it, there's like only so many slots. So I don't know if I'm going to go by myself and it's just me and I have the whole thing to myself. But I'm concerned that it's like three people or whatever, five people, whatever, can go, because you do have to wear a mask. Like you have to wear masks, but all other clothing is not optional. All other clothing is no-go.
In the soaking pool?
In the soaking pool. So you are naked in the pool.
Okay, so this is a money-making establishment. So how big, have you seen the pictures of the soaking pool? How big do you think the soaking pool is?
I think they're like hot tub size.
Oh, well, if they're like a big hot tub, two people, maybe four, with COVID like spacing, probably two.
Okay.
So you could be directly across somebody naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here's my question. What type of grooming do you think?
Whoa, are you going to be totally naked?
Yes, you cannot wear a swimsuit.
Wow. All right. Oh, man.
Right?
Definitely shave the legs, shave the inner thigh hair.
Okay.
What is
currently socially appropriate for?
You're asking somebody that's married and like, I won't even put my hair back. I'm really not an authority on this fucking subject. Like,
Okay.
I don't own a hair tie. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I.
Okay. Calm down. Okay. Okay.
I'm nervous for you.
Yeah, no, me too, man. Okay, so you've seen more naked girls than me, though, right? So, like, you, I thought, would know more about socially appropriate grooming. Like, how, like, it's been COVID, right, for a long time. So I'm just curious what you think is going to be socially appropriate grooming in these COVID times.
Well, okay, like, are you going... You're going with straight people. There's a lot to think about. There's the maintenance aspect. There's everything. I would recommend nicely trimmed, managed appropriately, all natural look.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest. But I am like visibly uncomfortable right now. Yes!
Think about it. You're not even going. It's not going.
And you're paying money for this shit? Yes. Like, I'd have been like, hey, I love y'all, but I'll meet you afterwards for like frisbee fucking golf.
Yeah,
I don't
know. No, here's the thing. It's like, they're only getting a massage. I'm the one that was like, I should do this. I should do this by myself. Because it'll be good for the pod.
Who the fuck, you've already paid?
Oh. Well, I've reserved my spot. I don't know if I've paid.
I don't. Here we go. High, tight, natural. That's what I'd roll with. High, tight, natural.
Perfect. Well, I.
And of course, always the armpits. Always the armpits.
Sure. Because I'm thinking about it. And like, I was like. I've gone back and forth of like, I should cancel. I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. I don't want to go. But then it was like, the podcast is called Downhill Fast. And like, if I walk away from an opportunity, you know, of something that could go downhill fast, but also like, you know, I don't have a lot of opportunities to get outside of my comfort zone, you know,
Yeah, here's the deal. I was nervous for you when it was Tamara making that decision for Tamara, but Tamara's making that decision for the pod. So I'm like all in now. I am all in. I no longer have fear for you because we could relive it on the pod and I can tell you where inevitably you're going to go wrong.
Oh, no.
And so.
Oh, God.
Shall we lay bets? Do you think you're gonna be in the soaking spa tub naked with another person or by yourself?
Okay, so part of me is like, I think I'll be by myself, because part of me, but then you know I'm gonna be in there that tub that whole time, just like She's like anxiously waiting, you know?
I'm not sure where I'd prioritize my hands to cover, but they would be covering.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, me by myself is like maybe arms out real, you know?
Yeah.
But like me by myself, like me with company would be like, and then that thing too of like, you know,
where the fuck do you look? Where the fuck do you look? Here's this thing. I have the problem with women with cleavage. Like, you wear what you want, but also, like, you're not supposed to look, but it's on display. You wouldn't struggle from this affliction. But the thing is,
yeah,
is cleavage for you to look at or not for you to look at? I'm very confused. It's not a temperature thing. It's not a temperature thing.
I would say I'm gonna try and look people in the eye, just
okay. Like, obviously, like, you're not just staring at the titties, but I'm sorry. Sometimes you like fuck cleavage, and you're not even like turned on by the cleavage. You're just like fuck cleavage, and you're like anywhere but the cleavage, and then you look all nervous.
I think you're talking about yourself right now. Yes, oh,
yes,
yes. This feels like an example that has happened. No, what I'm saying is. Like, I would be curious to, if I can just, like, sit by myself, that's great. That's, like, a win. But, like, what happens if there's somebody who's, like, real chatty and, like, wants to chat? I envision a much older woman who's, like,
you know, it's going to be, what if it's, like, a person that doesn't want to chat, but the only place they can look is in your direction and the only place you can look is in their direction? That's the most terrifying like scenario, because if you're like actively engaged and like talking to somebody, one might forget that they're naked. But if you're just fucking staring at them, that's the only thing you think about, only, and whether it's high and tight. But like,
yeah, I think I keep my gaze also high and tight. I think I have similar strategies. The body hair and the eye contact, high and tight. Yeah, they're like, are you looking 4 feet over my head? Maybe. Just right over your shoulder. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know. Cause like, I guess that's the thing. Is like, are they sitting down across me? We're just like gazing into each other's eyes. Like that's.
I would assume.
Wouldn't you
something like that's happening? Wait, pool? Do they serve drinks?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, no, you're staring into their eyes.
I don't think there's booze.
The one at McMiniman's in Portland is really cool. The Edgefield one, because it's like a, it's like kind of like a, I don't know, a pirate island.
Oh.
And so it's got like different bends in it. So you're not necessarily staring at other people, but you're not naked either, yeah. But you do have drinks. So I mean, it's just a matter of time.
Oh,
so,
hey. No, I think that I will try and emotionally prepare to have other people there, but also like we're wearing face masks. So like, then like I have some like anonymity in that, right? Like I can like, like they don't, it's not like they're gonna be like, oh my god, Tamara, it's so good to see you. Like, we're all strangers.
No, but they might be like, man, that pussy was high and tight. Like, you know, you just gotta think there's other identifying features.
Oh, god.
So
oh god.
Oh, you're big areola. Oh, like, I mean,
no.
Like, yeah, they don't see. I'm glad that I've contributed in making this even more awkward for you.
Well, it's not like they're gonna give you a nickname. Like, I don't know. The thing that jumped into my mind was like, hey, nipple. Like,
hey, pocket tits. Yeah, no, it could be. Like, it could be.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I'll probably be alone. I'm not sure if I'm hoping for that. I'm hoping for that. But part of me is like, if I go in and don't see anyone, then it's like, what was all this like? Worrying about, like, and also like, ugh, the time spent grooming, you know what I mean? Like, ugh,
yeah,
what was this all about?
Yeah, yeah,
but it's a 90 minute massage, which I'm like super jazzed about.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Maybe you'll be so relaxed that when you see like the other naked three people sitting with you, you know, you won't tense up as much.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for the opportunity to be out of my comfort zone.
I will report back. I'm excited for the pod, still honestly nervous for you.
Yeah. Would you go to a naked all woman?
Fuck no, I would not go anywhere. I need to sit. Oh, that damn heater again. There's a, no, I would, no. I no.
Okay. What if your wife wants to do it for like an anniversary?
Like, we'd establish how many people are in the soaking pool and how many staff is around and like who, like, yeah, no. I mean, I would, no.
Okay, no. There's no circumstance where you would go.
I mean, I'd do it for the wife, but there'd be some looking into things. But besides that, no, that bitch don't want it. It's not happening.
So you would be against an all women's naked spa.
Yeah. But for no like moral high ground or nothing, just pure insecurity. That, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a double decking thing. Like it's a double dose of like you're in trouble. Whatever is that? Double jeopardy. Like A, I'm a lesbian, so it's hard not to look. And then B, I'm like uncomfortable with being naked. So like it's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I'm kind of going into.
I don't know what to do with fucking cleavage, whether I'm looking or not looking. So nakedness would be. I'd be twitchy. I'd be like.
That's the thing that I'm banking on. These are strangers that I'll never see again, right? So, like, if they are, like,
let's hope not.
Having opinions about my body, what which if? I don't think they will say to me out loud. You know what I mean? So, like, I think
what if?
Fine.
What if your future husband's mom was in this naked state, like, spa with you?
Oof. Do I know it's like my future mother-in-law?
Nope, you find out later after you recognize that she has perky tits.
Jesus. I mean, good for her.
Well, you won't recognize her face. We've already established that.
That's true. Yeah, you like
meet her. It'll be like on your like 10 years anniversary and you like walk into the bathroom and you see a part of her you've never seen and then you walk out and be like, babe, it's all coming back to me now. I once sat in a soaking pool with your mother completely naked.
Yeah, I have a recovered memory of your mother naked. That would be something else. But I think too, like, is that a conversation I then have to like have of like, hey Judy, I don't know, saw you naked that one time, like way to keep it high and tight. Like, do I have to have a conversation about it? Or just like, can we just never talk about it again?
Just to bring high sight back in. Yeah. I love it.
I'm here for it.
This is my dream for you.
I wonder if this episode's going to be called High and Tight.
I love it. Yeah, let's do it.
Somebody write that down. I'm going to write it down before I forget. No, I mean, do I have to talk to this imaginary woman about it? Or can I just pretend like it never happened?
Oh, you know, you don't have to talk to the woman about it, but you definitely have to tell your like ex, who probably will become your ex-husband.
You just broke up because of this? That's so funny. So funny.
But for the pod, you might have to have a conversation with the mother.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth between being like excited and being like completely terrified. It's a good ways outside of my comfort zone, but I do think it is that like, here I all am. Like here we go. Like, you don't know, like just, you know, and that's the question of like, what parts am I trying, you know, is it a hand over the nipples? Is it like a hand over, you know? What? I don't know.
I shouldn't say this on the pod, I don't think. Yeah, no, this is not a story for the pod. Anyhow.
Oh!
Hey, wasn't there a poll on Instagram whether your tires are going to outlast your car?
I don't know how to read it. It shows that people that...
Well, I think it's just safe to assume that I won, so...
Did you vote?
Of course.
Yeah, me too.
How do you think I knew there was a poll?
Did you like how there was a right answer that was my answer?
Yeah, and then I had the third answer, but I knew that was right too. So yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I should have asked somebody how to read polls. I've like, but I don't know how to get the results.
Yeah,
I wonder if I can find.
Hey, did I tell you we're getting a foosball table and a pool table? We've stepped up our game and a ping pong table for the top of the pool table.
Hang on, one thing at a time. You got a pool table, and just to recap, in case that was lost, in the recording snap.
I'm getting a pool table.
You're getting a pool table. You're getting a 6 foot by 6 foot pool table. Is it a square?
3 foot pool table. It's a tiny pool table.
6 feet by 3 feet. And that's the size of the table you're playing on, or the outsides of it. And then there's a frame, and it's even a little bit smaller on the inside.
That's the playing surface, I believe. It's a very uncommon size table, but yeah, it's the playing surface.
So 6 feet by 3 feet. And then it's antique. So you said that it was like a New York style.
Yeah, that's, from a New York bar. Yeah.
And how old is the pool table? Is it a replica of an old one, or is it just an old one?
It's just an old one. I think it's from the 50s.
Ooh, nice. Okay, very cool. And so then you're also getting a foosball.
Yes, the wife wanted a foosball.
Foosball's awesome. I'm going to like kick your ass in foosball. I love foosball.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit talking.
Yeah.
I suggest playing for money and people back.
Wait, hang on. Can I like put like a $5 bill down and then we like play in the
quarters? I want to play quarters. I think we should play 25 cents a game.
Oh, yeah. I was a little bit higher than
that. $4 game.
Sure. Yes. I would totally do that. Count me in.
So we're getting the foosball table on the way home from skiing this weekend.
Dope. Yep. Dope. And then on top of that, now you're adding ping pong,
but it's a it folds in half and you put it on top. It's a conversion for your pool table.
Hang on, it goes on top of the pool table. Is it a full ping pong or it's half a ping pong?
No, it's a full ping pong. Okay, I mean, a full ping pong table is what, 4x8?
I love that you think I know that. That I don't know.
I'm gonna get a 4x6 though, I think, because I don't give a shit if it's regulation. But
yeah, in college, me and a roommate were trying to decide between a dining room table and a pool table or a ping pong table for our living room kitchen. Yeah. And it was the exact same price, and so we were like, fuck it. And so we totally got a ping pong table and then just got stools to go under it, and we ate like dinner at the ping pong table. But then when obviously on the weekends when we played beer pong, we just had like a regulation size ping pong table,
because you know I'm putting in a ping pong table to play with my wife and my family and predominantly my nieces, and you go from ping pong table to beer pong, which I think might be different.
No, in my mind we were only playing beer pong on that table.
I know, but isn't beer pong and ping pong different?
Yes.
You don't actually use the paddles. Why do you need... Okay. Okay. Our college experiences were different.
Yeah. No. Well, baby. Did you not play...
Wait, did you ever play traditional ping pong on the ping pong table, dining room table?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so it wasn't just a drinking game.
But it was like 90% of the time it was beer pong.
Was it fun, though? Did you regret having a ping pong table as a dinner table? Because I wouldn't.
No, we had no regrets. Cool. Yeah, we loved it. My buddy took it when they moved out, because we like bought it together, and then they just paid me like whatever the $100 that was my point that I like put in, and then they took it when we moved out.
Wait, you didn't take depreciation off of that?
No. Is that something you do?
I mean, if you had it for 3 years that you lived together and you bought it for $250, it's like real value now is $75. So you outpaid the value of the ping pong table.
Well, they paid me money. So I
you ripped them off. I'm sorry. That's what I was trying to say.
I guess I made money on it. No. Yeah, we just paid it out even. But I guess we were,
Yep.
Mean.
And that room with my ping pong table, my pool table, and my foosball table is where I'm going to put my record player.
Yeah.
And the hot boxing, while the nieces aren't here, will happen in there.
That
weed? jazz record player pool.
Yes. No, that sounds yes. amazing. That sounds like quite the hang. It almost sounds like a bachelor pad.
I know, right? And I'm married. That's so
weird. And you're married.
When you have a keeper.
Yeah. So would you say that you are most excited for the pool table and she's more excited for the foosball?
Oh, yeah. She's way more excited for the foosball. And then she wanted, like, Costco sells, like, new pretty ones. And I want, like, a high-quality bar, which is going to be older and maybe even have, like, I don't know, beer stains on it. But it's higher quality because it's going to last longer. And we had to wrestle that out. And I won. So.
It's funny how you almost alluded that it had been like you physically had to like arm wrestle or find who wins, but no. Had to wrestle it out to see who wins.
Yeah, but I think I was super excited about all of them. I really want to play people for money because I'm all about the hustle, but and my family's talking mad shit, so like they ain't got no. So anyhow,
I've only played pool a couple of times with you and you are much better than me, but we were also pretty drunk. So I don't know
when we were, and I took like fucking, I don't know, 8 pool classes in college because I wasn't a great student and my advisor wasn't that, you know, like on the job. And then I took like another 8 classes of golf. Like I thought I could pee my way to
a degree.
To agree. Yeah. I told my wife that, oh my god, okay, she got her degree in the mail.
Yeah.
And she was so excited. So we had a conversation over Christmas and I was like, I have some, you know, money. I was gonna stop by and buy you a frame for your diploma.
Yeah, is diploma. It
I mean from college, I don't fucking know what
it's
called. And so I was like, I'll do that for you, baby. And then I stopped by, saw that there were fucking $350. And I'm like, this is a motherfucking racket. I feel the same way about my degree, but like, and the frame. And so
true.
I was like, babe, I like had to come back like all like no longer suave. And babe, did you know there were $350? She's like, yeah, where's my frame? I'm like, I'm fucking not paying $350 for a frame.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, fine, I guess her like diplomas will get sun bleached. And I wasn't even gonna hang mine up, and then we had to have the argument where we're gonna hang it up. I didn't want to hang mine up, and then my suggestion was over the toilet, which I think is fucking funny.
That's pretty funny.
And but hers was not over the toilet, and I have lost, but when she's not looking I might go hang it in the new remodel. So but not hers, mine.
Yeah, I know.
Mine. And so anyhow, we settled all in a different location. But so then she ordered frames off of Amazon because I finally talked some sense in the woman that she didn't need a $350 frame. So she orders these frames on Amazon. We're gonna hang them up. They're matching. She's really proud of hers. I'm like lukewarm to mine, but you know, it did cost a lot of money.
Sure.
And so and actually, what I think would be cool is to hang the diplomas and then what we would have rather bought instead right underneath it. Like, really frame, sure. I don't know, you know, like a $70,000 sports car, sure. Let's say. I don't know, just throwing a figure out there. And so then she gets the frames in the mail. Yeah, that fucking heater. And then she's like, babe, can you frame them for me? And I went to put them in. Hers is bigger than mine. And so now they don't match. So I had to take the matting out of her frame. And she, who is more into her degree than I, came in and she's like, yours looks better than mine. And now it's like an inflation joke. It's like, it's pretty asinine that they would make it bigger.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
My two undergrad degrees are the same size, but my master's is a different size. So I framed them.
Bullshit.
But they look different. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of looks ridiculous.
On. Hold on. When you say you framed them, did your parents pay for them to be in $350 frames? Thank God.
No, okay. They are way too frugal. Also, I bought them probably from like Target. Just bought a couple of frames and put them in there. Yeah. One of mine fell off the wall and broke. And so I only had one of my undergrads up there and my master's up there. Which, like, no one really, like, noticed. Until one of my students came in and was like, didn't you have another one? And I was like, oh, yeah, it broke. and fell behind my desk. And they're like, why didn't you go pick it up? And I was like, well, it's probably safe back there. And then, like, the glass didn't break, but like the frame wooden part broke apart. And so the student was like, I'll go get it for you. And I was like, oh, no, no, like, you don't have to. And they're like, no, I'll do it. So we had to pull it against the wall, and then they had to climb behind the
wall. They thought that degree was valuable.
And I was like, I mean, I was going to get it before, like, I, like, you know, moved, but I wasn't in any kind of rush. But yeah, but then it was just like leaning against my wall for a while, which was maybe not the most, you know, place of honor, but what are you going to do? But it's cool that you got them framed and you can, you know, celebrate those accomplishments and compare it to what else you could have bought with that money.
Yep. I have a long list, like a vacation fucking home. Like, I mean, you know, bare property, but.
Yeah.
I'd make it work.
And all I would say to you kids listening is, you know, stay in school and
Don't fucking do that. Follow your dreams. And here's the deal. I don't care. You have to have a marketable skill. So an artist is not a marketable skill. Oh, yeah. So what I would say, no, it's a passion, you know.
Okay,
here's the deal. I don't care if you go to, like, university or trade school. I value them at the highest, like, I value them at the same. Like, my kid, if they wanted to go to 8 trade schools before they figured out what the fuck they would, like, wanted to do, I'd pay for every damn one of them, because I'm like, you know what, you know, diesel mechanics make money, so do dental hygienists. I don't give a fuck which one you are. So, like, yeah, fuck a college degree.
I think it's funny because there's times that I would think that, like, you're kind of like an artist. I don't know.
Oh, I am. But do I make money from my art? No, I gotta fucking go to work. And that's what my kid needs to do, because I shouldn't have to pay for their fucking art. I am an artist and I go to work. Because here's the deal between me and, let's say, this fictional kid that we haven't had yet, is that I'm not a starving artist. I like food, I like bills, and I like my wife to find me attractive. So here's the thing.
I don't... Oh, God. Okay.
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, no, I heard all of that. I was more laughing at your wife finding you attractive. I just find that those things are not mutually exclusive.
Having a job and being attractive, it's higher up than you would think, and they're very, very, very linked. Okay, well, let me walk you through a scenario. You're not actively dating, but let's say you're in, I don't know, the co-op, which is, like, you know, a small Whole Foods. And you're like, oh man, you're gonna get dinner, you're gonna go have a romantic dinner at home, and you're like, oh, I forgot the wine, and he's right there. It should be his job to buy the wine. But if he's like, ah, oh, babe, sorry, you know, I make beautiful art, but I fucking can't buy that. He's gonna be less sexy.
Well, I don't know.
That was a really oddly specific story, but
I'm like, is there something you got in mind? I mean, I don't know. Is he hot? Does he have a beard? I guess I'd need more information.
Right. You are what's wrong with society.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, if he's happy. And, you know,
I'm sorry, more bills. Hot, chiseled, and penniless with no ambition over okay, good looking, charming, and has a job.
No, I mean, I'd have to.
You want kids? They are fucking expensive. What's he gonna do? Make him a stained glass, like, mobile? No, that's fucking dangerous. And, like,
mobile. That is a hazard with a baby, I would imagine. It's like a death
all
trap.
All I'm saying is, like, kids are fucking expensive. You're going to wish he had a job and not a mustache, like, or whatever it was. For some reason, I'm picturing Tom Selleck. He's, like, what's hot right now, right?
Tom Selleck. An old Tom Selleck or a young
Tom Selleck? Isn't he dead?
I don't think so. I think he's still on Blue Bloods. I think he's on a TV show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got him confused with the other guy. I don't know his name.
Okay. This is why we don't have you pick the trivia, guys. No, actors specifically. Also, how much do I miss trivia? Ugh.
I know, right?
The minutes.
That one time we won was just like a highlight of my life.
You jumped up and I want to say yelled,
I yelled, stuck it. Okay, but okay, here's the deal. So the facilitator of that trivia, when I yelled, suck it, is my neighbor now. And it's a little awkward.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Should I be embarrassed? I'm not fucking embarrassed. We won. So. All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, I think this is sufficiently gone downhill fast. Almost five
times.
Yeah,
well, if you would stop pausing it or ending the episode prematurely, it wouldn't go nearly as downhill fast. And you can't blame the internet. It
Here's
was just you pushing the space bar.
Here's the deal. I talk with my hands. As a person that does like team building shit, is talking with your hands really
it's great.
Bad?
We love it. It helps us like connect.
Great. Okay. Anyhow,
okay,
that's all I
have. Hands. yeah, no. I'm supporting the jazz hands. I'm just saying maybe move the keyboard a little bit further away.
I did. Now that we're at the closing of the podcast, I moved the keyboard safely away after I may have or may not have had, depending on Tamara's editing skills, you might not even know, about four or five pauses with
Yeah, this
the
will be a
bar.
Real testament to my skill as an editor. We'll see what happens. But I would say this has sufficiently gone downhill fast. I will report back with how the spa goes. And we'll just see how quickly all that goes downhill fast.
Yes, exactly. High and tight! And I'm out.